Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 215-592-9494. Obviously, the biggest thing coming out of the weekend was the Phils. It was a terrible series. Terrible. They should have salvaged one yesterday. Trey booted the ball, and that hurt him. And it basically cost him the game, basically. Let's go to the phone. Tim in Swedesboro. Tim, good morning.
I'm going to say this. I swear, if somebody says that Trey Turner is the best shortstop in baseball again, I swear I'm going to lose it.
I haven't heard anyone say it in a long time, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, I talk to, like, other friends and stuff, and they always say, oh, Trey Turner, best shortstop in baseball. No, he's not.
Get smarter friends, but go ahead.
Yes, because I tell him, listen, I heard this guy, is it 5 hours now?
Yeah, but it would be more if he got to more balls. Like, five's not, like, a disaster.
I'm shocked that it's five. And that's got to think, I got to think that sometimes they're not getting ruled errors.
Well, we know that that's been in play this
thing,
year.
Yeah, across the league.
But, Tim, we also know he doesn't get to balls that if he did, could be errors. I mean, he's only tracking for 15 for the year. That's not so bad. But we know it's his not getting to the baseball, the lack of range, that's the killer. And we think, I think, in center field, that wouldn't be the problem. Because I don't think it's lateral, like, first step thing in center field. Once he would get on his horse and move, because he can run. I mean, around the bases, I don't think there's a faster Phil.
He is athletic. Yeah,
I mean, maybe Rojas. I don't think so. I mean, Trey Turner can still fly, and that's where in center field to me he's very appealing. And at shortstop, because of the lack of, he doesn't have that thing Deion had, or Allen Iverson had, which was like a unique ability to have remarkable quickness in a short space. Deion and AI had that. Trey Turner is like the exact opposite of that.
He's got no hips.
Yeah, something's not working in that body. Anyway, but Tim, you still want him to, you know, freaking grab the routine ball. Go ahead, man.
Oh yeah, and I also heard that since he's been a Philly, he's got like what 45 total errors since he signed here.
Correct.
And when I heard that, I was just, this is what we get for a $300 million man. This is what we get. Come on, man.
Tim, they are going to, rightfully so, get tremendously criticized if they lose in October because of his defense. Because they could have had a conversation with him in November and December and said, we're putting you in the outfield. We're doing it. We're doing
it. Well, God forbid.
And they chose not to.
God forbid they move him somewhere else. Because, you know, I see, like, with Bryson Stott, I know he's the second baseman. But it's like, you know, you move him somewhere else. And it's like, okay, now you're going to mess with his mind.
You could at the very least just flip-flop those two. Even if they didn't want to put Trey in center, you could just have Trey at second, Stott's a better short. Look, we saw them get to Game 6 of the World Series with Bryson Stott as the shortstop.
Well, it's a good parallel with their, you know, converse of the Bryce Huff thing where the Eagles, he stunk, paid him a lot of money, and they're like, you're not playing,
correct,
and then we're just going to get rid of you. And the Phillies won't even talk to Trey about moving a position, you know?
Correct. I mean, Tim, I was really struck and impressed by Sirianni's accountability. And how we going with it. And this just strikes me as a lack of accountability. And look, credit Trey for hitting well. I mean, he's really hit well the last 6 or 7 weeks. But, I mean, it's not good with the defense. Give me a big-time answer, bud. You can win Phillies tickets. Something great, a title that's got a kid somewhere in there, a child somewhere in there.
Okay, I thought of this one for a little bit. Hopefully nobody said it. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
No. Caroline, see, okay, and
that's
I said earlier, it can't be just a name, even if the name's a kid. You got to have, like, kid, daughter, son, boy, girl, stuff of that nature. Because we used Annie as baby. We used Annie as an example. You can't just say Annie, even though she was a young.
You really wanted Annie to be
permissible. She's an all-timer, man.
See, not so much for me.
I know, because you're a big gruff guy.
No,
you don't like The Notebook. You don't like Annie. You don't have a heart.
I thought The Notebook was, man, devastating.
Okay.
It was devastating.
Thank you.
I couldn't believe where it went.
And
I was crushed by watching The Notebook.
Right. Devastating and lovely.
I don't enjoy that. Like, I don't enjoy being emotionally distraught.
But you know they had a life together. So, like, even though she eventually gets dementia. It's 20.
Spoiler alert.
21 years ago.
Well, I mean, I didn't know before I watched it.
By the way,
I didn't know either.
I didn't either. Darth Vader is Luke's father, if people don't know that.
Good.
I know that'd be a spoiler alert.
I never watched The Notebook or read it, only because I did a cross-country thing on a train. I went across the country, like, for 2 weeks. I got on and off it. And I got stuck talking to a woman for hours who went on and on and on about The Notebook till I wanted to hurt myself.
I could have joined that conversation.
Oh, no. It was so bad. It was so bad.
It is a beautiful story.
Never, and I just said no, not doing it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.